Today, we continue our tour of the galleries participating in the citywide celebration of women artists. This time, we are in Dunlap and Morton to see two exhibitions. In Dunlap, Liz Pierce, owner of Pierce Gallery on 2nd Street, invited five artists to explore the idea of small, intimate spaces in rural and urban landscapes. The exhibit is called Private Garden. What you will see are the layered, often whimsical visions of Nicole Roller's drawings and Sarah Ann Williamson's storytelling paintings, as well as the precise, detailed views and abstract interpretations created by Sarah Nisbet, Chris Hudson, and Katie Beasley. The works are personal and specific, and they convey real and imagined spaces. Across the river in Morton at the Jefferson Street Gallery, Rose Hubbard features the work of four Morton women in an exhibit called Hidden Talents. Rose explains that the women are very talented, but because they are working in other fields, few people around town realize they are so creative. Photographer Emily Jacob displays a dramatic view of the beautiful avenue of century-old beech trees in Northern Ireland that is known as Dark Hedges. Multimedia artist Kelly Scarf creates strong abstract pieces that are full of color and texture. Judith Kramer melds objects in her sculptural works, and Mickey Grant, who paints modern abstract pieces, also displays a spirited portrait of singer Ella Fitzgerald. The Jefferson Street Gallery is located in a 100-year-old brick bungalow. Rose and her husband renovated it, turning the kitchen into her painting studio and the living room and dining rooms into gallery spaces. The bedrooms at the back of the bungalow make fine studios, and the upstairs is a comfortable apartment. There are two events scheduled in November as part of the celebration of women artists. On November 5th, four Peoria women consider the business of art, its challenges, and its rewards. They make the arts work, and in so doing, they contribute to our local economy. The Junior League of Peoria hosts the event at their headquarters, the restored 125-year-old Balance Herschel House on Northeast Randolph Street. The discussion will be led by Suzette Boulay, the Executive Director of Arts Partners. The four women arts leaders and educators are painter-photographer Tracy Frugoli, Exhibit A gallery owner Barb Malaccio, Notre Dame High School art teacher Maggie Off, and Michelle Ritchie, who co-founded and runs the Prairie Center of the Arts. On November 12th, a panel of women artists will talk about their experiences, their education, the mediums they work in, their subject matter, and their vocational choices. The artists are Kathy Crawford, Kate Kaminsky, sisters Mita and Vita Reeves, and Trish Williams. Margaret Lejeune is the panel moderator. The Contemporary Arts Center on Water Street hosts the event. Next time on Hidden Treasures, we will visit three East Bluff galleries participating in the celebration of women artists.